It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving back into with our guy, Jay Binkley, who loves two things, football and...
Boobs are great.
That's right.
Oh, wow, Jay, yeah.
Binkley, why were you trying to fight everybody like Joshua Simmons yesterday at practice?
You know, I just get tired of all the stuff. I'm kind of like, you know, you guys just played the Adam Schein thing and things like that, and Mahomes behind Lamar Jackson, where Mahomes is 4-1 in his career against Lamar Jackson. He's 4-0 against Josh Allen in the playoffs. Yet let's put him behind, considering no left tackle and no wide receivers last year. Let's put him behind that. So just like to remind people, I'm just tired of all the talking. I want the games to start, man.
Well, I'm
tired of NFL Live. I'm tired of NFL Network. I'm tired of the tweets on Twitter about T.J. Watt walking in with an oscillating tower fan at training camp. Let's go.
Oscillating tower fan. I mean,
yeah,
that
made news the other day. That made news the other day because T.J. Watt was carrying in an oscillating tower fan into the dorms. I mean, that just riveted.
Did it say 96.5 on it?
No, it wasn't that kind of fan dust, man.
But see, I make the case now we need to close these training camp practices. There's too much media coverage of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's overblown stuff with everybody's being carted off, everybody's hurt, then everybody's not being carted off, they're tired and they're taking a ride up a hill, and then they're back in the next play. Like yesterday, every wide receiver got hurt.
Well, that's what it is, Bob, because they got carted off. Well, were you in the front of the cart or the back of the cart? Because that does make a difference.
Yep.
And also, are they going up just to use the restroom?
Yeah, which part of the cart was Neil Jones on?
He's on the front, Dustman.
He is. Hey, Jay, before we get into Josh Simmons, because I think this is going to lead you there, you told me last night you think right now Harrison Butker is Brett Veach's greatest move yet to his date, his term as general manager. And look, I mean, I'm not going to argue you on that one. It's an unbelievable move, and people don't realize the value of Harrison Butker. Tell us why you think he is, and can Josh Simmons take over that role?
Well, I started thinking about it when the Honey Badger, you know, retired. Because I remember, you know, Dustman and I doing a show the night they signed the Honey Badger.
Yeah, I dropped the S word.
And the Honey Badger, people were, like, wondering what moves they were going to make. And he kind of, you know, changed the culture of what Kansas City's defense was. Was he all about that title? I think Mahomes was obviously more important than that, but it did change the culture, and he changed the position from a versatile safety that can play corner, can do all these different things. Like, Honey Badger transcended the way the teams look at defensive backs in the draft, so obviously that was on the list. The Orlando Brown trade with the Ravens, it was seen as a rival, and they get Orlando Brown, not the best tackle in the world, I get it, but they didn't have one, and they got one from a rival, and they got pick 58, which turned into Nick Bolton in that trade. Parker Anger for Charvarius Ward with the Cowboys that became the corner. I think that was one of Brett Veach's best moves. But when Cairo Santos went down and it was Brett Veach's first move, what to do, Carolina had drafted Harrison Butker in the 7th round. They were throwing him on the practice squad because they still had Graham Gano. And the Chiefs, with Veach and Dave Tobe, they was a kicker named Harrison Butker they liked in college. They liked through the combine. They liked through the draft process. And they said, you know what? We think this is our guy. So they grabbed him off the practice squad, threw him on the Chiefs' 53-man roster, and he helped the Kansas City Chiefs get 3 Super Bowl rings. So, yeah, I think that was his best move. But if Josh Simmons works out, by far and away, his number one move that he's made. And I'll give the Chiefs training staff credit, too, because they deserve some. Because Trey Smith kind of went outside the norm of what the Kansas City Chiefs draft. It wasn't surefire. It took the training staff, you know, saying, all right, we should draft this guy. We believe in him. And with Josh Simmons, that was the whole thing with the pick of Simmons was I didn't think he was going to be day one ready. And that was the thing. The Chiefs needed a day one tackle. That's what they needed because they tried to get at Kingsley in the previous draft. In the 2nd round, they get him. That didn't work out at left tackle. They had to get somebody, so somebody injured. But the training staff said, you know what? He's fine, just like they said about Trey Smith. So, yeah, when we talk about Andy Reid, when we talk about Patrick Mahomes, we talk about Brett Veach, and we talk about this dynasty, I think it's time to give the Chiefs training staff a lot of credit too.
How much credit are you ready to give Karlaftis to step up another gear this year?
I love it, man. I just love his attitude. I like the way that the way he's going about his business. I like the way he just continually keeps to get better, and I think this is going to be his best year. Now, I think Matt McMullen had him getting 14 sacks this year. I'm going 12 sacks this year, but I love his motor. You know, same head coach in college that Ashton Gelati had, Jeff Brohm, who went from Purdue to Louisville there. But just his motor, and I think he's very exciting, but he leaves plays on the field. Like, there are so many sacks that George Karlaftis could have had. I mean, still the pressures are way up there for George Karlaftis, but I cannot wait. I'm glad he got that contract extension. I'm a huge Karlaftis guy.
Jay, are you a huge Xavier Worthy breakout year guy this year?
You know what? I am. And just last year, we talked about a lot of character concerns. Like, last year, just the guy that he was at Texas, and kind of people didn't believe in him because of his size, and yet he leads the Texas Longhorns. Yeah, the Texas freaking Longhorns led him in catches and yards for three straight seasons. In two out of those 3 years, he led him in touchdowns and was number two. That year he wasn't number one, but he proved toughness, man. Was he ready right away? No. I mean, there wasn't as much pressure on him because of having Hollywood Brown, who is the same skill set he is, having Rashee Rice. So even though he was the number one pick, first-round pick, you know, he didn't have that pressure because those guys were there. Well, all of a sudden, they get hurt, and all of a sudden, it's like step-up rookie. And his development from a guy that wasn't, you know, getting the ball on the sidelines very well because he was out of bounds and not completely in it, to him getting the quarterback's trust and being, quote, the guy to try to lead the Chiefs to three straight Super Bowls, who led the Chiefs in yards and receptions throughout the postseason. And, yeah, he put up huge numbers in the Super Bowl. But I get it. A lot of that was garbage time, but I don't care. He manned up when the Chiefs needed him most. And for him to come in year two when he's increased in toughness and physicality, I cannot wait for Xavier Worthy.
Bingley, I want to bring this up for you because I think the left tackle conversation is over. I think it's already been won. I think it is Simmons' position. Agreed. It now shifts over one spot to the right. Who's going to be the starting left guard for you this year on the Chiefs opening day week one against the Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil?
I still think it's going to be Kingsley, to be honest with you. I still think it's going to be him. I know Jalen Moore, I think they're giving him some reps all over the place just for versatility. But I'll say this about Jalen Moore. Like, he went to Western Michigan as a tight end. Like, he was recruited as a tight end. I know he's left tackle by trade, and that's where he is, but it shows his versatility because this guy was a tight end when he went to Western Michigan, and they said, you know what, you're a tackle. But that just proves his versatility to be able to play everywhere across the line because, you know, he wasn't a natural left tackle in high school or any, you know, anything else until he got to Western Michigan. So I like that. Kingsley, I think, is better suited to guard. Now, it did set the Chiefs back that they had to throw yet another first-round pick. Well, he was a second-round pick, but another high pick at a tackle in the draft. But just his size and the way he can move, because Kingsley could always move. He's one of those guys that's just a really athletic guy, and I think guard suits him well, to be honest with you. But I think he'll still be Kingsley at left guard and Jalen Moore behind him. But I love the way the line's looking, man. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes needs this. Like, he needs this. As much as he needs receivers and receiving talent, and you keep giving him talent, he needs this offensive line to work. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch so far.
All right, Jay, before we let you get out of here, you're a voter in the AP Top 25. Your thoughts on the Big Ten wanting to do away with preseason polls?
No! What am I going to do then?
Right, exactly. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard somebody say. Fans love this stuff.
No, they do. And you know what? The Big 12 went away from the media poll this year because they had Arizona State last, and we saw how good they were last year, which I agree with them on that. But no, these are the things that people argue about. I mean, people, you know, hate top 25s and all that, yet we always reference them. We always talk about it. Well, they're the 8th-ranked team, the 9th-ranked team, and then the TV networks will say, hey, it's number 2 versus number 5. So, you know what? I still think there's a need for them because it gives us a barometer of how we view football teams going forward. Take it with a grain of salt if you want. Yes, the one at the end of the year matters the most, but I think, you know, having – it's like list, top quarterbacks or whatever. We like these kind of things.
Yeah, of course we do.
I'm good with the top 25.
Yeah, I am as well. And you know, the Big 12, if they don't like the way the media voted, stop having so many nondescript teams that nobody knows in your league, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And just wait till the SEC snags Clemson and North Carolina and conference realignment shuffles yet again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bink. Well, we'll get another day of camp under our belts today. We'll see who fights who, and we'll see on your Twitter account who you're fighting. Binkley, we appreciate the time.
Well,
we'll talk to you.
It's all about being tired of people, Dust, man. That's all it is. That drives me nuts seeing what people are saying about the Chiefs.
I'll never let them see you sweat, Bink. We love you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Bye, Jay.
Jay Binkley right there for you on a Wednesday. We'll get back to the poll question. We'll also talk about the Royals and what might be a surprising stat that you didn't know you knew. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.